This is a tape of a series sponsored by the Kentucky Folklife Foundation and the cooperation of the Oral History Commission. A series of tapes devoted to health care in the Tri-County area of Pulaski, McCurry, and
Wayne.
Thank you. I'm in the home of Miss excuse me, Miss Pauline Simpson. Miss Simpson's father was a doctor in the coal camp at Cooperative. Mr. Simpson passed away in 73, but his daughter has some memories that would be valuable in recreating some of the experiences that a coal physician in a coal camp may have experienced. Mrs. Simpson, excuse me, how old were you were you born at the camp?
No, I was 3 years old when we moved. Years old.
What was it actually a town? Was there?
Well, not really a big town. Just a number of houses. Just I guess a little village or whatever you would call it. Camp mostly.
And your father was the, of course, the only physician there.
He was the only one there at Co-op. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did he have any staff there in his office besides himself?
No, just himself.
Is that right? Now, where did he come from, and what was his background? Where did he get his training? This type of thing.
He received his training in Louisville. It was called the University of Kentucky University at the time that he graduated.
Mm-hmm. Back in the year
1905.
And after he graduated, where did he move and practice?
Well, he practiced in Warren County and Logan County and Hopkins County. And we were living in Logan County when we moved here in
1929. And that was, I guess, at a time when the coal business was really booming.
Yes, it was.
They were moving out. Was this a new camp?
Well, no, I don't suppose so. There had been doctors before him, maybe one or two, anyway.
What kind of relationship did he have to the company and the patient? Did the company did they pay him a salary?
They paid him a salary. The miners paid in so much, and they paid him a salary. Yes.
Do you remember how much they paid in? I guess it was taken out of their pay.
Taken out of their pay, but I have no idea. I would say that he got about $400 or $500 a month. I don't know. I don't remember that.
Yeah, I was thinking more about what the miners were paid for the care, paid the company.
Oh, I have no idea how much they paid.
But whatever they paid, they had full medical coverage, did they? At least they had access to your father?
Yes, at any time they came, day or night, he had to go to the office or to go on a call, as we called it.
I can imagine that would have been, how many people were in the camp?
Oh, I don't know, I guess about 200 people.
That must have been quite a job, I would think.
Yes, of course there were, out in the mountains that people lived, and of course he had to go to those people too.
Those that didn't even work in the mines sometimes?
Well, no, a lot of them worked in the mines, but they just didn't live there in the camp. They lived out in the mountains.
I see. So he wasn't just responsible for the 200 in the camp, but a number in the mountain area too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Can you remember any experiences that your father had with people that lived in somewhat isolated situations I guess the whole thing was isolated, wasn't it?
It was isolated, yes. And when we moved down there, you had to walk from White Oak Junction, and we called it, which was about 2 miles up into the camp to Co-op.
Did he have any relationship to some of the folk types of medicines and people that had, obviously, that without having doctors before, they must have had some type of health care?
Well, I'm sure that they did, but I don't know that much about it. Mm. I mean,
well. Like with what people did they have before the coming of the doctor, midwives?
Yes. Yes.
So he did relate to mid.
Yes, he did.
Did he deliver babies?
He delivered babies for $10. Yes, that was about the fee. And he was gone for 3 days, maybe day and night.
Did he work sometimes with the midwives, with people who would prefer the midwives?
Well, I'm sure that he did, but then a lot of times when he went to deliver, there were midwives or somebody that helped him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A neighbor or whatever, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. And some were midwives, yes.
How did he get his drugs that he used?
Well, from a drug salesman that came.
Came strictly right to the
right
camp?
Right to him, yes.
Or to, mm-hmm.
No, they came to
Stern.
The camp.
To the camp.
Well, yes. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that they visited all the doctors in the other camps, but they did come to him in the camp, yes. Mm-hmm. We had a K&T railroad that they came on.
So in that sense, you weren't that isolated. The railroad came right through.
Well, as I say, when we moved there, the railroad didn't go all the way into the camp,
you had
but
to walk
later
in.
It did, yes.
I see. When did the railroad come in? What year was that, you remember?
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, how was it like, life in a coal camp, that way of a young girl growing up, a child?
Well, of course, I enjoyed it. I'm sure I missed out on a lot of things that I, you know, would have gotten had I lived in a city or a larger town. But
did you have a school right there?
Yes, we did. 8 grades and then 2 years of high school.
Mm-hmm. Was your father involved in any, I guess, sure, I asked this because I'm sure he had his hands full just dealing with immediate care of people, but he wasn't involved with any type of relationship to the school, did he, in education, health education
no.
type thing?
No.
Yeah. Do you recall that was there at that, when you were growing up, had the health department become involved in?
Oh, yes. They had a health nurse, yes, mm-hmm. that would visit the schools.
Because we're dealing with, I asked you earlier about the dates, but you really began remembering quite a while after he'd already been there for some time.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was 3 years old when he went there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, when you... Did you ever go out with him on any of the...
Yes, I have been. Lots of times to drive and so forth, yes.
Can you remember any of the situations where you went into and what, you know, what type of thing he was doing?
Yes, I can remember. I've been with him to deliver babies and other places too, yes.
Were the, when you went out to deliver babies, did the people kind of congregate around?
Well, yes, they did, yes.
That's sort of a traditional thing.
And lots
thing,
of
wasn't
times
it?
He had to eat with them and whatever.
So there was really kind of a home situation there. They invited, made him feel at home,
right.
And helped and washed things. And I wonder if that, as you reflect back on it, do you think that was probably a traditional way? It kind of sort of was the way that they'd always done with
yes.
the midwife?
I think so, yes. course, he's had some bad situations too. I know that.
Tell me some of that in general.
Well, I mean, you know, those, a lot of the mountain people, they're not, their cleanliness is, you know, not that good, and things like that.
Had a hard time establishing a sanitary.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Were you able to help sometimes in getting things cleaned and?
No, I didn't do anything like that.
I guess you were young and just didn't.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this would be interesting or not, but anyway, my dad rode a wheel. We called it a wheel a lot. He did a lot of walking in the mountains and did his practice by walking, and of course rode horseback, but he rode a wheel up and down the railroad track. It looked like a bicycle, only it, of course it had four wheels. And if he'd meet the train, of course, he'd have to get off and get the wheel off and then put it back on the track.
That's amazing. That is interesting. Mm-hmm. And that was one of mode of his transportation.
It was. Somebody asked me the other day, whatever happened to all the wheels, and I told him I didn't know. I wish I knew.
That is amazing. Mm-hmm. How in the world would he know when a train was coming in time?
He could hear a whistle or whatever.
That's intriguing to me. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. Now, in addition to the wheel, you say he did a lot of walking, and
yes,
what else?
A lot of walking and horseback. He did do some horseback riding, yes.
Yes, in the early, did he get an automobile at some point? Or?
Oh, yes, at some point in time, but I guess it was a Model T. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we have some pictures of Model Ts, you know.
I guess one of the problems in the early period, there was just weren't roads, were there?
No, there wasn't. I guess in about 1937, I can remember, we had a 37 Chevrolet, and we'd come out, and I know this one particular place, Yamacraw, which we had to come up the hill, and it was just big sand rocks that you had to climb, you know.
Could you kind of describe the housing that people had, usually?
The housing?
Yes, both in the camp and those that lived up in the hills.
Well, the housing in the camp was mostly just four-room box-type houses, you know. I don't think too many of them had bathrooms. The house that we lived in did. And the houses, of course, in the mountains and around, I guess, were mostly log cabins or just box type too.
Did the people that lived out of camp, did they seem to farm a little bit, or?
Yes, they did.
As well as mine?
Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it, I mean, my daddy was paid with scrip. We call it scrip, but at one time it was in little books like stamps, you see, and then this collection that I have here, this is scrip. It's paid like that a lot of times, you see.
Mm-hmm. But just like the miner was.
Right? Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
So, I don't know if you put that on there or not.
Well, it's interesting how that the fact that he was paid with script is very interesting. Things that you think are interesting, you just help me out in terms, because it's, and you describe what you think about. It would be very helpful. Most anything about the life of the camp or about his practice would be interesting.
Well, there were several epidemics. I guess one epidemic was spinal meningitis. And, of course, he called the doctors from out here. I don't know, there must have been four or five that came down there. I remember that. I wasn't very old. And another time there was an epidemic. I guess it was sleeping sickness. He called it creek fever because we had all been going swimming, you know, in the creek. But there was some, you know, serious damage. Some died and other things like that that happened.
Mm-hmm. Were there any problems with the typhoid fever? Or?
I don't remember any cases of typhoid fever, but I'm sure that there was. I just don't remember them.
Mm-hmm. Those sort of stand in your mind because they were new and involved the whole town.
Those, kind of yes. Mm-hmm. And we were quarantined mm-hmm. both times, mm-hmm. almost two different occasions.
Mm-hmm. How did the people relate to the doctors? I've heard it said time but time again by people that there was a tendency for people to abuse the
They did. A lot of them did. If they, you know, whether they were real sick or not, they did come. Or, yeah, I think they did.
Was it very widespread, or was it just to think more that was just a few people that were hypochondriacs by nature?
Well, probably hypochondriacs, yeah. Yes, mm-hmm. by nature.
Mm-hmm. And I guess, of course, the fact that they had free medical care, not free, but it was a preventive care program.
Right.
Get some of that. I'm in the preventive care in Lexington now, and I think some people tend to abuse the
yes,
thing.
They do.
Yeah. But, some people use it against any talk of any approach that way, mm-hmm. and I just, it's always fascinated me. Is that a general tendency? Or, I mean, is that human nature? Is it a cultural thing, or is it just all the poor doctors that are already overworked are just being flooded by just the few hypochondriac that just
well, I think they just. You know, a hypochondriac, I mean, they just, every little thing, you know, mm-hmm. scratch or whatever, they mm-hmm. came. Mm-hmm. I guess because they were paying so much a month. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Of course, he had his own medicine, and he always gave big envelopes full of medicine, you know.
He dispensed the medicine.
He did.
Just out. Mm-hmm. So he was really his own druggist, wasn't he?
Right.
Took it from the salesman and then
right, he had the you know, had the pills, whatever, all kinds, and then big bottles of the cough syrup or whatever it was. I know I still have some of the bottles that he mm-hmm. that he had.
Did he do any private practice in addition to the company?
No. Well, I mean, after the mines, you know, he did some, but not mm-hmm. not a lot, because that was in his later years.
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm. Did he seem as a person to enjoy the work that he did?
Very much.
Mm-hmm. And he had been in private practice before, hadn't he?
Yes.
What is it that you think he liked about it?
I don't know. I guess being with people, and he liked to talk a lot.
And I guess it was like a little small community, wasn't yeah. you really? Did he really get to know each other?
Oh,
people?
Yes, yes. We knew everybody.
Mm-hmm. Were there ministers in the camp too? Or?
No, well, yeah, a few, not a whole lot. I can remember preachers or ministers coming and holding revivals down there. But I guess we didn't go a whole lot.
Mm-hmm. And were they mainly mountain type
preachers, yes.
There was not a union church or anything
no,
like that?
No, not like a Southern Baptist or anything like that. They hadn't really been to school.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I guess your father didn't really have a very, probably as close a relationship with these men because of the difference in the approach to.
Right. Mm-hmm.
How about we talk about the teachers? They were mainly elementary, I guess, up to eighth grade.
Eighth grade, and then the 2 years of high school. Yeah. Of course, they didn't have the 2 years of high school all the time that we lived down there.
Was your mother living at the time?
Yes. My mother died in 1946.
Oh, I see. Uh huh. Did she like the, was did she adjust to the life?
Yes, she adjusted. Yes.
Did she help your father at times? Or?
Well, I can't remember her ever.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Going.
Can you remember his office and how it looked?
Yes, I can. I guess it wasn't very much of an office. You know, had probably a pot-belly stove and some cane chairs and things like that. I mean, it wasn't a fancy office or anything like that.
It's just one room there?
There were two.
Two rooms.
Two rooms.
Sort of a waiting room.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Where he did his you know, whatever, and kept his medicine in the second room.
How did it look?
Well, I don't know. He kept his medicine on the shelves, and I guess he did have an old operating table and a few things like that.
Mm-hmm. And a few tools.
Tools, yes. And his bags with his instruments and things that he carried. When he went on calls, of course, he carried medicine, and then when he went to deliver babies, of course, he had another, we call them grips.
Did he do more work outside his office than in his office? Home calls and...
I would say that he did.
So he was really on the go quite a bit.
He was on the go, yes.
Were there ever any mine tragedies that...
Oh, yes, I can remember lots of times him going in the mine.
Mm-hmm.
In a coal car, as we call them. Yes.
To care for someone who's hurt.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Lots of times. I don't know if this would be interesting or not, but when we moved to... there in 1929, it was kind of a mean or rough place, whatever you want to say, and he had to carry a pistol.
Is that right?
And they had a lot of killings, and I remember being up all night. They'd, you know, my daddy would be at the office with whoever was shot or whatever, I mean, along with the killing, and then they'd have to send a motor car down to get whoever and then take them out to take them to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So we had some trying times, too.
I can't imagine. It was a real rough environment.
Oh, it was rough, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very interesting. I wonder what do you think caused that? Was it just the rapid change of people changing to another type of... What caused this?
I don't know. I guess kind of feuding a lot of it. Uh-huh. You know, they do have feuds in the mountains, mm-hmm. and a lot of it, I guess, was that.
Mm-hmm. I hadn't thought about what you mentioned, too, the getting people to the hospital. That was quite a... You had to wait till a train came, didn't you?
Well, they called a motor car, as we called it, which was a car on wheels that had a motor, and they'd come down and get them and bring them out to Stearns, and then... I guess the nearest hospital was at Danville, Kentucky, at that time.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So I guess your father tried to do all he could and was in
yes,
the limits
he did.
Of
yeah.
the wounded person or a seriously ill person.
Mm-hmm.
All right, were they any... You have said that it was a very violent community. What type of situations did doctors have to go into sometime that could lead to them being hurt themselves?
Well, they had a saloon type thing, you know, and I think the two men were killed and the man that did the killing. That was when he had to sit up, was in the office with them all night. And I know of several occasions where they'd be killed up on the mountains and Daddy would have to go.
Were there many family disputes that could get rather violent?
Well, I don't remember any family disputes. It would be between, you know, different families.
Do you remember anything about the way these people took to the doctors, in that the view that they hadn't seen, maybe I'm overplaying this, but I would think that they had not had much relationship with doctors before, particularly?
No, I don't think so. As I say, I think there might have been two or three doctors there before we went there in 1929.
Uh-huh, right. So the ones that were doctors there
but
company doctors. And I guess there were new people coming into the mine.
Oh,
all
there
the time.
Was, and then if the other doctors out of the other camps were gone, then Daddy had to get on his wheel, as we called it, and he had to go to the other camps and take care of the practice there. They helped each other.
Were they ever able to take a vacation?
Not very often. No, I can remember going to Auburn, Kentucky, which was where we came from, to this county a few times. We went on the train. I had never ridden a bus until I was grown. We always rode the train.
There's no passenger train out there now, is it?
Oh, no.
I mean, well, of course,
no.
There's nothing now.
Nothing there
just
now.
Just the track beds.
Right. Mm-hmm.
In terms of preventive medicine, your father was not too involved in that, was he, directly, like giving inoculations?
I don't remember him giving inoculations. I know he gave us ours, but I don't remember that. I'm pretty sure it was the health nurse, that came to the school.
So he cooperated, worked with them, with the nurse and...
Right,
right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure, aware, and so really the camps were just like, as far as the state services were concerned, they did offer some things, although the schools were paid by the camp, weren't they?
The schools?
Right.
No, they weren't paid for by the camp, no.
Well, they weren't?
No.
I see. This is later. They were initially, but the state was paying when you were...
Yes, it was... They were state schools, yes.
Mm-hmm. See, the early period, they were run by the camp, and paid teachers were paid. Now,
I remember we had just a two-room great big building that we went to school in, and then we had a one-room little house type thing that they held classes in. Up on the hill from the other school, and then sometimes we had to cross the creek, and we had school and just a house, and then eventually they did build a new school, which I got to think had about four rooms in it.
And that was, you think, was built by the state or was by the camp?
No, it wasn't by the camp.
It wasn't by the
state. No, it was the state. Yeah.
But in the area of medicine, healthcare, they paid for that, at least through this cutoff system, except for the preventive medical care, right?
You mean through the schools?
No, through the company. The company paid the doctors.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, the miners paid the
company, who
company,
in turn used
in
the
turn
money
turn
to pay
the
doctor.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But the company, did they pay a certain amount regardless of how much came in, or just exactly the what was paid the doctor?
As far as I know, it was just what the men paid in, and in turn that was paid to the doctor.
I see. Mm-hmm. So the company didn't, it really wasn't, they just handed the money
right
to the doctor. Well, did the medicine that your father bought, was that, did he buy his own medicine for getting out? Or did the company provide it?
As far as I remember, he had to buy his own medicine.
So he had to make do with what that, whatever that amount was taken out.
That's quite interesting. Now, I mean, that's what I remember.
Mm-hmm. Yes, right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And being a child at the time, you're not sure exactly.
Yes.
About, I guess we've come to the end of the tape.